Hello, thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 24 today, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs 24, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Be not envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their hearts devise violence and their lips talk of trouble." We're just going to get our challenge from these two verses today, so let me read them to you one more time. "Be not envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their hearts devise violence and their lips talk of trouble." If you were with us last Saturday, we looked at the importance of avoiding alcohol. Today, in the same way, we're going to see the value of avoiding people who plan and devise evil schemes. We need to watch out for those people who are out there who are going to seek to cause trouble. Don't get in those crowds. Don't get in those groups. We have a tendency sometimes to want to be accepted, so much so that we will young people will get involved in gangs, which are obvious, not groups that sent out to do good, but actually to plan evil. But why do young people do it? Because they want to be accepted. They want to be a part of the crowd. They want to feel like they're a part of something. The Bible says, don't get involved in those types of groups. Don't be envious of evil men. Don't desire to be with them because their hearts are trouble. Actually, in Psalm chapter 1, listen to verses 1 through 6. It says, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This person is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." As the psalmist is telling us the value of standing in the presence of the Lord and in his word and meditating on what God's saying and living our life according to God's word and the leadership of his spirit, he also cautions us and says, don't hang out with those who are the mockers. Don't hang out with those who are the sinners. So I want to ask you today, the people you hang out with the most. Now, I'm not saying that we're to have nothing to do with people in the world, otherwise we'd have to leave this world. But do we spend most of our time hanging out with those who are evil? Now, Jesus did eat with sinners. Jesus did eat with prostitutes and sinners. Yet, he didn't spend most of his time with them. He actually had encounters with them, shared with them the word of God, but most of his time was spent with who? With the disciples, with the people that were his followers, wanting to know the will of God and the word of God. Those are the people he spent most of his time with. Today's challenge is this. Who are you spending most of your time with? Do they bring you closer to the Lord or do they bring you away? Hey, some of us have to go to work and hang around people that don't know the Lord and reject the Lord. I'm not saying we have to quit our jobs now in order to fulfill this passage, but when work's over, you're going to go hang out with those guys or are you going to go hang out with the people of the Lord? That's why the Bible teaches the value of not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. As Christians, we are to be spending time with other believers. Iron sharpens iron. We're to encourage one another. And so my challenge to you, God's challenge to you today from this passage is simply this. Avoid spending most of your time with those who plan evil. And the Lord will show you the specifics of how that plays out in each one of your lives. But the question is, are you then going to fill that time with what? See, I could talk to you about taking your time away from spending time with those who plan evil. But what are you going to do with your free time now? Get involved in Bible study. Get involved in a church softball team. Get involved in some way with others who know the Lord or want to know the Lord or hungry for the word, meditating on his word, and watch how you will prosper. Remember back in Psalms, the one who is planted in the word of God will be planted by streams of water. His fruit will not, leaf will not wither. His fruit will be produced in season. And folks, take it from someone that has been blessed by God for many, many years. When you walk in the will of the Lord, he is a good, generous God, and he blesses you. So today's challenge is this. Stop hanging out with people who plan evil. Spend time together with people who plan things of God. Talk about the things of the Lord. Hope this helps someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.